Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no educational value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only.
Welcome to another edition of That Riot Show. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo, Larry M.
You ever see a steam pipe when too much pressure builds up in a boiler or something? What happens?
Are you saying that little pipe over there?
Yeah, that blows off steam.
Really?
The relief valve. Phil's an engineer. He understands. Has a relief valve. Why do you think God gave you a dick? It's to avoid stress, man. He needs
a blowjob. But not just any old blowjob.
Isn't that funny? Women cause stress, and then they can relieve it.
There you go.
This is fucked up. Now, work up all your science very quickly. We're going to give you 2 or 3 seconds. Then work it up.
Yep.
Okay. 1 in 15. They had an abstinence policy, but 1 in 15 for me.
Yep.
Go.
I'll tell you exactly what it is from a scientific standpoint. I'd be happy to. You know what it is? You can't stop teenagers from fucking.
This is fucked up.
I know I'm getting old. This very week, I've sat on my balls twice.
This is fucked up.
Unfortunately, on this visual medium, you have to put up with this. Look at this. See? Larry, feel that.
No.
Oh, you're gay.
This is fucked up.
Hey, Phil, what kind of time we got left? Hold, I can't see it from here. What you got? 10 minutes? Lucky for you folks, there's 10. Whoa, what did you have for dinner? Jesus Christ, that belch.
Smells
like a Mexican's ass. Whoa, what the hell's going on? Oh.
This is fucked up.
All right, welcome to this edition of The Riot. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larian.
Oh. Ooh, jingly down there.
Yes.
Nice.
My God.
Anyway, welcome to The Riot once again to discuss the happenings of the past week, Lawrence.
Yes.
And it's a little bit of a slower week than what we've been accustomed to the last couple of shows.
Yeah.
But we'll try to make the best of it anyway.
We always work it out because that's the way we do it.
We're pros.
We're pros.
Unlike the Jets. But anyway,
before
we do anything, Larry, Let's get straight to pimping. Let's remember that if there's anything you need to know about The Riot, just go to our website, thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com for all your riotous needs. You'll get to see all the past show synopses, the video, the audio, past episodes, everything, comments. Go to thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com. Check it all out over there. Larry, when you're done with that, you can also head on over to social media.
My favorite.
Yep. That would be Facebook. Facebook.com/thatriotshow. Facebook.com/thatriotshow. Become a fan of the page there. Hang out with all the other Facebook riot lovers there, Larry. So it's a little bit tame over there, but you could check it all out. Absorb it in, as it were.
Join the millions.
Ooh, millions.
Well, the millions are on Facebook, man.
Yes. Not fans of ours, but just the millions.
Just talking about Facebook in general.
But then after that, go to where it's really hopping. Go to Twitter, twitter.com/thatriotshow. Twitter.com/thatriotshow.
Take the Judo Larry M challenge. You can get a free dinner at Denny's from me if you can out-duel this creature over
all right, there you go.
The pit bull of the internet.
The person who outduels me wins, as judged by Judo Larian.
Yes.
My friend of 30 years who will always be fair and
Very fair. Not
rule against me.
Right, because your chances of getting there at Denny's go fuck yourself.
We gonna sizzle. All right. After you're done with Twitter, the other thing you could do if you're so inclined, Phil, Scrollo Podcasts, please. Download The Riot in its audio form from your favorite platforms. That would be iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Mixcloud, TuneIn, Player FM, more than I care to enumerate right now.
That's crazy.
Basically, just think of it this way. If there's podcasts there, odds are you'll find us. Just search for That Riot Show on your favorite podcasting platform. Tune us in when you're driving or heading off to work or during your class. You really don't need to pay attention to your professors. Just listen to us. We'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, what do they know?
Bullshit.
You know what's great about being a professor these days? All your students think you're fascist. Except, gone are the days where you were the big left-wing heroes. And
well, you now you're well, fascist. No, I think they still are. I think that's the one place in the world where lefties still have a haven. It's still American universities.
Well, that's Hollywood. But they there's a lot of eating their own, don't I?
Not enough. But it's starting, because now it's like, how do you outduel... I know this was a week and a half ago, but I don't think we talked about it. But, when Larry talks about the left eating their own, here's a perfect example. So after the riots in Virginia, was it West Virginia or Virginia?
Yeah, Charlottesville. Virginia, Charlottesville.
Okay. ESPN, in all its wisdom, decided to take one of its college, UVA, University of Virginia, play callers off the telecast because his name was Robert Lee, and they thought this might be triggering to all the snowflakes in Virginia who were upset about the whole white supremacist pro-Confederacy thing, Larry.
Even though the announcer had more in common with Bruce Lee.
Yeah. As Larry intelligently and inventively let you know, the announcer is an Asian American. So, of course, what happened was that many people pointed this out, that this seemed kind of stupid. Yeah. ESPN doubled down and sent out a release, Larry, that said, we all talked about it and decided it was the right thing to do. Now, they didn't fire the guy. They just put him on some other broadcast, obviously.
Yeah.
But what's hilarious to me is that apparently the left has a pecking order of aggrieved groups, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not enough just to have the white man shit on you, apparently, if you're ESPN. There's a certain, like, pecking order. So, for example, obviously in this case, disaffected black guys rank higher than potentially offended Asians.
Right.
Right. So keep that in mind, Larry.
Right.
So if in case you ever have to make a decision based on stupid racial stereotypes and ignoring individuals, and you have to make some sort of class distinction, Larry.
All right.
Right? A number one is, what is it, like, probably gay black Jewish women.
Okay.
They're like the number one. You can't beat them.
Yeah.
Gay, lesbian, black chicks, followed by any other broads of that are not white, they're on top.
Okay.
Number two probably is white women, both straight and gay. They're number two, probably.
No, actually, Hispanics would be.
No, we said black and other people of color, non-white, gay women, number one.
Right. No.
Either gay or straight white women, number two. Gay black guys and others of color.
And LGBT,
whatever,
PSD,
right? That would be like your 3 and 3 A's. Then straight black guys and guys of color.
Yeah.
They're number four. Yeah. Number five is
American Indians.
Yeah, maybe like American Indians.
Some obscure group.
Hermaphrodites, people with two heads, shit like that comes in at number five.
Democrats.
Then number six. If you can extract Jews from everything else, you put them at number six, obviously, because Jews, you know, they're not as, because they control Hollywood, apparently. You know, they get in there somehow. And, of course, last, without any hope of any sort of anything, are straight white men.
Well, they're not on the list at all.
No, that's what you're just at last.
Yeah. You're not on the list of aggrieved.
Oh, fair enough.
You're the oppressor.
That's right.
You're the reason that there is a list.
So keep that in mind. Write it down. There will be a test later in the show.
Yes.
Okay, so you got that, Larry?
Write that down. White men better than everyone else. Lick our balls. You're stupid. We still went to the moon. Fuck you. Split an atom while the rest of you have been doing complaining.
Much. Not much, apparently. Not much. So. Just riding on our coattails, apparently.
You know what I love about it? That's actually, the list is basically true. But you know what it is? It's the flip side of the All in the Family show.
Yeah.
Where Archie Bunker goes, like, so, and then, like, Stibbick says to him, some white people are the best. He goes, yeah. He goes, so what are blacks too? He goes, no. They could be three. He goes, your chinks and your kooks could be two. He goes, then he goes, 3A. Yeah, he goes, 3A and 3B. Yeah, and he goes, but it's the reverse. Like, it's basically that. It's putting people in a pecking order. But instead of saying that, as he did, that they're less than white people, These people are saying they're all oppressed by white people.
Yeah.
It's all identity politics.
It's identity politics.
It's ugly and it's stupid. It's very un-American.
And it's really the realization, if you're above it all, it's the realization that racism is just an ugly form of collectivism, is what it is, okay? So racism is just a little bit removed from the collectivism that all you fucking liberals love, you socialists love, and think is the cure for everything. It really is. So think about that the next time you're like, oh, let's all attack somebody because they appropriated tacos or some shit like that. Like white guys appropriated tacos from the poor Mexicans or something like that. So you got to keep that in mind. But anyway, let's move on to something a little bit more serious. Obviously, the big news this week, Hurricane Harvey hitting Texas and Houston in particular. Really bad, Larry. I think the greatest rainfall on record for that part of the world.
Really worse than 1948-49.
Yeah.
They had hurricanes back then. I think one was called Well, this one's a guy, Harvey.
Yeah.
But that was bad for them back then. And think of what the state of like disaster relief was back in the 40s. This is worse.
Yeah.
This is worse, and it's moved on to Louisiana.
Yeah, it's pretty devastating down there. Now, they knew it was coming. Some areas were able to evacuate. Others were not given the instructions to evacuate. I'm not sure exactly why. But it's pretty devastating. You would see some areas where there was this one picture of an old age home, a nursing home, where the residents were sitting in water up to their waists, basically, waiting to be rescued. You know, these old people that couldn't get out. There was a lot of that, but between disaster relief and also just Texans helping each other out, like, look, for all the shit you give Texans, they really do have a different sense of each other and what makes them Texans more so than even possibly Americans.
Let me tell you, so we're New Yorkers right here, but they're stand-up people. If you've ever been there, they're stand-up people, and they've really risen to this occasion.
For all the jokes that they endure at liberals' hands, it really is the case. Like, you saw a lot of people down there volunteering, Larry, if they had boats or jet skis. And the freakiest thing is you see people jet skiing past homes where the water is up above the door jamb or something like that. So, you know, obviously a lot of relief efforts. J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Started a charitable effort, raised $12 million for relief. Good for him. God bless him for doing
that. A lot of different NFL teams have given
The Florida Marlins did. So there's a lot there. But of course, in addition with everything else, with a natural disaster comes politics, unfortunately. And so the initial thing, even before the whole whether you think Trump or anything, was this feud going back and forth where New York, New Jersey elected officials started giving shit to Ted Cruz because Ted Cruz was one of those that voted.
Well, it was just Christie, really.
Well, also Christie and Peter King.
Peter King said something?
The Republican. Oh,
the Republican. Christie did.
Christie was giving a lot of shit to Cruz for voting against the Sandy, Superstorm Sandy relief from a couple of years ago. And also, Peter King, who's a representative, House of Representatives Republican, was saying that even though Texans abandon New Yorkers will not abandon Texans, so we'll vote for relief. It's a little unfair. What happened with a lot of Republicans back then was that they didn't want a lot of the Democrats' riders attached to the to the funding, so they vetoed it allegedly on principle. But, you know, that sort of ugly politics came in, but that's almost par for the course. Yeah.
There's always a couple of stupid things that happen. No matter what the president does, they get criticized. You didn't do it fast enough. You didn't do this. You got the, unfortunately, the regional thing, Christie and King apparently said something stupid because they were mad about any alleged non-support from the last time. This time we have the added dimension of people attacking Melania Trump for her high heels, which is the stupidest. Let me tell you something. This is the stupidest thing in the world. I mean, just flat. Who the fuck cares what shoes she's wearing, really? What is she flaunting her wealth or something? That's just stupid.
And by the way, she didn't wear her heels to Texas. She wore her heels the helicopter to go to Texas.
Yeah,
but Larry's right. Who gives a shit? She's going. Who cares?
Yeah,
but I have to tell you, it's this constant one-upmanship of assholery as far as I'm concerned, right? Exactly. It's like, so if either side just shut up long enough for the other to hang themselves, this would be over a lot faster, Larry.
Yeah.
So, for example, Trump, when you saw him go through Texas, there was a lot of his rally-like bullshit that he was doing. Great crowd. Great crowd.
Texas, you know how to do it. You're number one, Texas.
Let me pick up the Texas flag. Yeah. Like, stupid shit like that. Like, instead of treating it like a somber occasion, I'm here to lend support, and God bless you, or whatever the case may be, anything we can do to support. Hey, you know, whatever, inspiration, shit like that.
Right.
He did some of that, to be fair to him. But there was also this air of, hey, I'm number one for being here. You people love me and shit like that, right? Now, that if the media would just shut the fuck up long enough, that alone seems bad. But, of course, the media has to jump in. And what happens? They start to attack Melania. Aside from attacking Trump, they attacked his wife for wearing heels. Really? Like Larry said, really? That's what you're focusing your time on?
Right.
And honestly, the Sean Hannitys of the world who will focus on the heels, why are you making it a bigger story? I don't understand. If you don't want people talking about her heels, why are you referring to it again?
Yeah, but see, John's right. This is the one-upsman thing. Other words, now that they criticize him for it, since he loves Trump, and he's got to go out and point out that they're doing it, and say how stupid they are. But now, of course, now that he did that, the next day they're going to be, look what Sean Hannity did, and look what an ass kisser he is. And like, meanwhile, these people are suffering, you fucking asshole.
Exactly.
Could you stop with the heels? Could you stop with the mindless criticism? Look, at this point, I don't know what else the president could do. He got FEMA in there. He's pledging $6 billion. He showed up.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on CNN, did he show up too soon? My God, I know you hate this fucking guy.
And
it's the only thing. It's the only thing that Kellyanne Conway ever said that's 100% true. The other day, she was on CNN again. She had her second biggest argument with Cuomo, but not the governor, the reporter. A few months ago, she was on and she goes, "Look, Chris, CNN has obviously made a business decision that they're going to be the number one anti-Trump network." She's right.
Yeah.
And, they had some other argument the other day. Just bash. That's what you did. They had Bernie Sanders on. I can't believe Bernie Sanders. He's usually, I know he's a socialist idiot, but he's usually pretty measured. One of the reporters said, is it too early for him to go? He goes, is it too early? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But he just quickly threw that. What are you talking about? And if he had waited, they would say, well, he waited too long. Shows what an insensitive fucking asshole he is. And he and his wife didn't want to go to a depressing place or something like that.
It's really, you can't win if they're out to get you, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's our point, right? So both sides could benefit from acknowledging their failings and from acknowledging when the other side correspondingly does something well, okay? Trump's response to this disaster has been, I think, as expected. By as expected, I mean as good as you can expect. I don't think you could expect him to do more. What can he do? He's down there. He's allocating whatever resources he can. He's encouraging people. He hasn't, he allegedly will donate $1 million of his own personal dollars. That one's a little sketchy because, he's done that before where he says, I'm going to donate $1 million, and then it turns out being $100 or something like that. You know, he's been caught doing that in the past. So that part, you can go ahead and wait a couple months to shit on him. But as president, I don't know that he could have done anything much better than he did. And again, on the right, you also have to stop doing stupid shit. How much did I hear about how Obama wasn't presidential during Katrina, and Obama didn't respond this way? Hey, assholes, you fucking rubes, guess what? Obama wasn't president when Katrina hit. Bush was.
Yeah.
Okay? So, and it just goes to show you the fucking redneck, rube, counter-toe, overall-wearing, straw-eating assholes that contribute to this debate and get taken seriously. Did someone really have to inform you that it wasn't Obama who was in charge during Katrina? Really? You couldn't have Googled that yourselves before you started talking shit. Really? Come on. And so this has to stop, Larry, because to our point, you can't go forward. Trump has to admit when he's wrong, which he's never done to date. And the left has to actually learn to back off a little bit. Fucking just change your focus for a month and see what happens. Because this clearly isn't working. And more so than ever, it looks more and more like you're going to lose in 2018.
Yeah.
You're going to be one of the few times in history where the minority party loses ground in a midterm election. Usually it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, usually it's a quick kick in the ass to the president.
Yeah.
That we're not happy and... You
or
know,
keep your promises or whatever.
Yeah, you do something. I was actually just sitting and debating in my head whether I should point that out while John was making his point. Now that you brought it up.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting thing. What's the Democrats' message for 2018? Russia? You know what? I know you don't want to hear this, but you know that white working class that you lost? They don't care about Russia. Even if there's something to it, they don't care. These people need jobs. They need better schools. They're worried about their retirement. They live in towns where, and this has been going on for decades now, they live in towns where everybody works like a company or a factory. They're leaving. Jobs. Hello? Jobs. You have any economic plan? The Democrats put something stupid out with Schumer and everybody, like called a better deal or something. Flopped. Nowhere. Nothing. And the guy who's running the DNC now, this guy Perez, all this asshole does is go around cursing. Terrible, like, no stewardship of the DNC whatsoever. And they found out that, for the most part, he's going mostly just to minority audiences. Now, if he wants to ignore white people or whatever his plan is, that's fine. But you know what the problem is? Who do you think make the majority of the donations?
Yeah.
You need the George Soros's, or you need a lot of white, wealthy leftists to give you money. And the Democratic Party right now is running, they have debt. They're not raking in the money right now. So even though the Republicans are doing it, you guys are losing. You have no message. You're losing money. And if you think you're going to be able to run on, well, Trump's a piece of shit and he's an asshole and blah, 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 you're out of your minds. And you know what? Even with his popularity at 36%, doesn't matter. You know why? Because you've got nothing to offer. You've got absolutely nothing. And if you're thinking of, well, we'll bring Obama out of the past and have him run around with candidates to be popular. You better form something together because those midterm elections, they're going to be here before you know.
Oh yeah, they're here already just about. So to Larry's point, get your message together. Attacking Trump isn't working for you.
Yeah.
At least it's not working on its own. It's got to be, have a plan and attack Trump on that plan. You know what I mean? Like if you want to attack the economy, which isn't doing that great, fair enough, link him to that, link on him. But you know what the problem is? Because he acts like a Democrat policy-wise, you're actually attacking your own policies. So even though we think Donald Trump's an economic rube, think about what he's advocating. He wants to break up NAFTA. Mm-hmm. He wants better deals.
Right.
He wants to price fix some industries.
Right.
He wants to force... companies to keep jobs here instead of overseas and all that.
$1 trillion for infrastructure.
Right. He wants tariffs. Okay. See, we think that is shitty economic policy as libertarians. Yeah. Guess what, though? You can't attack him on that because those are all Democratic positions. Those are all left-wing economic positions. Okay. Right. So not only does he have you beat by having the largest block right now, even though it's only 35-36%, to Larry's point, that idiot controls, it's the largest single block in the country right now.
Right. Well, what's the Democratic block? You know, what, the Bernie people? Let me tell you something. The Bernie people don't like the DNC. I just saw something again the other day. Even with Bernie telling them, he got in trouble for this.
What?
He made some speech out in Denver, and he told his crowd, well, we're going to work with the DNC, and we're going to, and they went, ooh, like that. Let me tell you, they like groaned. That for the first time, these rabid left-wing idiots who want free education, free healthcare, some of them want a free house to live in, all this stuff, they don't want to struggle, they don't want to do anything. They actually gave him like a ooh when he said we got to trust the DNC and work with it. What's the Democrat plan here? What's their message? Who's their constituency? Even if Trump's base are all fucking hee-haw rejects, it doesn't matter.
Right.
He's got a strong 130. And you know what? When people get disgusted again and it's going to be between them and the Democrats, they're still going to pick him. You know why? Because he's putting out something. If he puts one brick on that stupid wall, he gets to say it's being built.
Yeah.
The Democrats have nothing. They've got nothing. Elizabeth Warren, she was out the other day in some speech. Donald Trump, we are not going to build your stupid wall. Okay. And she's speaking to a bunch of lefties, and so they clap. That's there's no votes in that. You've got nothing. The Democrats have got to come up with some type of economic plan. You know, a couple of things aren't really going their way. You know, when Trump took over, unemployment was 4.8%. Now it's 4.4. So, like, if you're going to hit him on that, you're going to have to be more specific. You're going to have to say it's jobs like at McDonald's or something. You're
going to have to come up with something. What we found out is the case with Obama's recovery.
Right.
The alleged Obama recovery, like, look, most of us who understand economics even a little understood that it was a horseshit recovery, right? Mainly because of Obamacare preventing full-time jobs from coming on. Mainly because you had a lot of these, they're called McDonald's type jobs. But really what we're talking about is less than full-time jobs and less at below the level that those who were unemployed and gave up looking actually were at prior to
that. Of course, the Democrats promoted all this as good-paying jobs.
Right, which is horseshit. Yeah. So anyway, so economically, sorry, you're not going to get to them. But before I forget, and we're going to continue some more, I just wanted to throw out two things that are happening during Harvey, Larry, that we kind of gloss over. First of all, for all of you that are convinced that these fucking TV huckster preachers are actually really in tune with God, Joel Osteen. Now, up until now, I have to admit, Joel Osteen struck me as one of the least offensive of these types, Larry. Yeah. Like, he was always smiling. He never
happy.
Right, happy,
guy.
Positive. Like, if you didn't believe his religion shtick, at the very least, you could give him, like, a Tony Robbins type of thing. He always made you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
He always had a smile.
He's a very positive.
And honestly, I never, maybe he has, but I've never heard of him being caught up in a scandal. Like, he's not banging hookers on the side.
He's not Jim Baker and Tammy Faye Baker.
He's not sucking, like, a hobo's dick like that other guy he was caught doing.
Yeah,
right?
He's not like Oral Roberts, who once said back in 88, if I don't get $1 million by April, God's going to call me.
Right. Like, look, he's a professional shill. That's obvious, okay?
Yeah, this is
but
a good thing.
Among that prosperity preacher genre, you know, the guys who say if you support me, God will, you know, give you a profit.
Yeah, something tenfold.
Whatever it is. But this week he exposed himself for what he really is, which is a huckster. He's based in Houston.
Right.
And his mega church, I'm given to understand, holds 16,000 people. At capacity. And is elevated, meaning it was pretty much sheltered from
a lot of the flooding.
And now, I don't know if this is true. I kind of heard, who's that black guy you like on CNN? W. Kamau Bell?
Oh, Kamau Bell. Yeah.
Kamau Bell. He actually, I heard him say that the church is the renovated old Houston Rockets arena.
Yeah.
So, and if that's true, think about it. The guy for a church has a basketball arena. And he wouldn't open it to provide shelter to some of these victims in Houston.
No.
The hypocrisy is so thick you can cut it with a knife.
Yeah, first he said it was safety issues.
Right.
Then he said, oh no, then they came out and said, well, that wasn't, the city didn't ask us though.
Yeah.
Why does the city have to ask you to, stupid? You're supposed to be Mr. Christianity.
Right.
The first thing that should have happened, as soon as that, you should have just opened the door and said, come stay with us and use your millions to buy them food.
Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah. No, good, Larry. I'm glad you said that. He's a huge fucking penis.
Yeah.
He literally has been internet shamed into opening the doors to his church.
Yeah.
Maybe. And the other thing is, he set up a webpage for donations for Houston relief, but it wasn't a link to the Red Cross. It wasn't a link to, you know, one of these established charitable organizations. It was a link to his own church. So what he's saying is, you give the church the money and we'll redistribute it, which is no better than the government collecting your money and redistributing it. They're going to keep a cut for themselves. It doesn't go directly to the people in need, all right? So Joel Osteen, fuck you, okay? For all your smiley bullshit, you just showed yourself to be what you are. You're a CEO of an entertainment company. That's all you are. You're not a fucking Christian. You're not a Christian pastor. You don't have love for your fellow human being or compassion or any of that shit.
Yeah.
What you are is the CEO of an entertainment company, just like the CEO of Disney, of Sony Pictures, or anything else. You're just providing entertainment for the rubes. It just happens to involve Jesus every Sunday.
The only difference,
that's it.
Yeah, the only difference with those companies is they don't pretend to be Mr. Christianity. They're saying, well, we're Disney World. Here's our product. Here's, you know, whatever. Here's our product. You know, you're supposed to be, you're always so happy. I've actually seen it one time.
Yeah, no,
and
like
it was like, yeah, okay, you know, good. Yeah. He's not like the guys from the 80s, because even though they're like swagger and all that, we got caught with the prostitutes, right? You know, but there was always a lot of, there was also a lot of anger and hostility out there. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of, you know, God punishes you for your filthy behavior and like all that stuff. Now, this guy is just always kind of happy-go-lucky, and if you don't like his message, he was fine with it.
That's what we thought.
You know, but, you know, well, I mean, that's certainly how he presents himself, but the price gouging is obnoxious.
Well, forget the price gouging for a second. It was just the church itself with Joel Osteen. So now it's going to be interesting to me if he gets his tax status changed, because as far as I'm concerned, there's good reason to believe that he was never a church to begin with.
Right.
That he's maybe a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a therapist. So why, all those millions that he's getting in donations are tax-free for the church. And if you see him, he's got Bentleys and these expensive cars. All right? So fuck him. Fuck you. They should, like, you should definitely be hit up. You should lose your tax-exempt status and all that. Because now you've just proven yourself to be what you are. So fuck you, Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
The second thing Larry kind of alluded to already, reports of price gouging in Houston and the rest of Texas, where the Texas Attorney General is claiming that he wants to pass a law to prevent price gouging. Mm. Let me tell you why this is bullshit. Basic economics tells us that there's no such thing as price gouging. It's supply and demand, okay? So when someone charges $99 for a case of water, which is what I heard the going rate was in Houston for, you know, bottled water. Part of it is he's trying to make money. The second part of it is supply is down, okay? The way you prevent shortages, this is basic economics, is you allow prices to go up and down, right? When there's a gas shortage, how do you make the shortage worse? By capping prices, by saying, oh, you can't charge more than X. Well, if you can't charge more than X, but the value is like 2X, what are people going to do? They're going to fucking go out and hoard the gas. So now you're left with two choices. You either got to constantly change, as the government, you got to constantly change the price of gas, which they're never good at, right, for example. Or B, then you got to start rationing gas.
Right.
Oh, everybody's only allowed 2 gallons. Well, what if I need 4, motherfucker?
Right.
Well, you only get 2, and the next time you could get 2 more is next Tuesday. That's all bullshit. A, because the government never gets it right, and B, because they don't have the right to do that.
And they have to do these things because they refuse to change the cap. Once they cap it, that's it. Like, that's solid. So, we have to ration gas. We got to ration gas. Like, okay, like, you need 2, you need 4 gallons? You can only have 2. Yeah, go fuck you. I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. Look, don't do that. I understand. I mean, you know, gouging.
It's emotionally painful. I get it. But you have to allow that to happen. Here's another reason why. Prices, if any good student of Milton Friedman, of Mises, of Bastiat, any of these guys that, Adam Smith, any of these guys that actually understood economics, prices are not just modes of saying, give me money.
No.
Prices are bits of information. Think of them as the internet before the internet ever existed, right? So when the price goes up, Larry, what does that tell people? We need more of this, right?
It means it's hot.
So if the price of water goes up, that sends a signal. Send me more water. Well, how am I going to get water trucked into a fucking disaster area? I have to pay people to sacrifice life and limb to go in there with extra water. Well, you can't keep the price of water the same and have and pay these other people, for example, right? So even though it sucks, even though there will be people who can't afford the water, more people are better served by allowing this water or the price of anything.
Right.
I mean, we call it price gouging because that's what the rest of the world calls it, but it's not price gouging.
It's
supply and demand.
Right, because if you cap it, then, okay, so they can only make whatever, $2, whatever it is, and then if he has to, like John said, if you have to bring it in, all that, everything that goes into bring it, trucking it, flying it, whatever it is, this person has to pay for it. But if he can't make any more, he's either going to go out of business or he's going to lose money or
the government has to
the government's going to have to step in, and who the fuck wants them doing it? So you know what? But just it's a tough situation. You know, I've been watching a lot of the footage. Yeah. I got to tell you, I feel so sorry. I really do. Yeah. I mean, we had Hurricane Sandy up here, which was bad.
Yep.
Let me tell you, this was bad, but this thing is just miserable.
And what made it worse in Sandy, I remember New York, was they had gas rationing.
Yeah, yeah.
They had fucking gas rationing. So, like, people who had to use their cars to move around, like, in emergency cases, like with me and my kid when I had to take him to the hospital in the middle of this, you run the risk of running out of gas, right? And I'm willing to pay more than whatever the price was at that point, right?
Yeah.
But here's the point. You can't have the government control any of this. That's horseshit, man. You have to let the free market play out. People who have no faith in the free market just don't have faith in freedom is what it comes down to.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's too many of them. There's too many people that are just, the system.
Yeah. I saw some people on my Twitter feed say, oh, really? It's supply and demand? Then how come Budweiser started canning water instead of beer and sending it down to Texas? And I'm like, good, you know what? You're just proving my point.
Yeah.
They did that without government interference. They did that because they thought, for whatever reason, it was in their interests to do so. Whether they think it'll bring them good...
Good public relations,
down the road,
right.
Whether they think they're going to heaven afterwards, whatever.
Right.
They did it because they thought it was in their best interests. And they were able to figure out how to can this water, get some volunteers, and get it down there to the people who needed it. And I'm sure other corporations did as well, all right? But that was their decision. That's the key point here. If the government steps in and starts forcing companies to do that, it's a huge clusterfuck, okay? So price gouging, don't use that term. It's not accurate. The only gouging occurs is when the government forces you to buy and sell things at a certain price. That's price gouging.
Yeah.
The free market, people understanding what is the proper level, sending out that critical information to suppliers and consumers, that's what the basic economics is. And the rest of you cocksuckers that don't understand that, like Bernie Sanders, go fuck yourselves. That's why you never run successful businesses. That's why the only places where you find employment are in government, where people are forced to pay you and you steal money from people via taxes. No socialist has ever run a successful business. Nobody. None of them. Even the ones that say they're socialists have never run successful business.
Well, they don't have a head for it. I mean, outside of their views, if you've ever met people, they don't have the basic...
No.
It's a weird thing. Like, maybe we should teach that in school.
It's funny. We should. I've been a big proponent of that.
Maybe there should just be a course for, like, starting in first grade, like capitalism 101.
My niece...
I have no idea. Some kids just have no clue.
Yeah, you know what's funny, Larry?
They think money just grows on trees.
My niece, my sister's kid, started college this week. She's a freshman. And I send her off to college with some very important material. A can of pepper spray.
A rape whistle.
But in all seriousness, I sent her with some. I sent her with Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. I sent her with Milton Friedman's Free to Choose. Okay,
all right, wow.
Because I know that her mind's about to be poisoned by these asshole leftists in college, and it's important that she at least have both pieces of information to make up her own mind.
Yeah.
And I strongly urge, if you're a parent out there. I urge you to at least give your kids a fighting chance. They may not agree with it. Ultimately, they may turn into Bernie supporters. But you've got to give them at least a chance, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Have them learn about Milton Friedman's Free to Choose. By the way, it's about it's almost 40 years old at this point.
Yeah.
But give it a chance. It's still very relevant.
No, it's still valid.
And what he covers, like if you go on YouTube, type in Milton Friedman, Miracle of the Pencil. Awesome, awesome explanation of how the free market works. Without government intervention to produce something as simple as a number two pencil,
yeah,
Larry.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. Do yourselves a favor and check it out.
It's genius, really.
It really is genius. And really, I wanted to make sure that we got to talk about that. But Larry, anyway, please donate if you can to the relief efforts in Houston. Give some money to the Red Cross or some local churches that are actually doing some real work, like taking in people and feeding them.
And I would just mention, I gave some money to the Red Cross. Make sure, you know what you do? If you use like a news website, like CNN, Fox, they have the correct links. If you're worried about
Right.
Like, you know.
Or just go to the Red Cross website.
Yeah, I know, but they don't know, but there's a lot of ones that look like them and don't.
Yeah.
I saw a thing the other day about scumbags already trying to take advantage of. If you're worried about, like, where, you know, if you go, even if you go, like, to the USO or something, you'll get the correct links and they'll
tell you. So I know times are tight, but if you can, pitch in to help out. But as we're talking about economics, I wanted to talk about a supposedly genius Trump pick, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin.
Mnuchin.
Or whatever the foul, however he pronounces his fucking name. But this asshole, being a Treasury Secretary, you would think, being from Wall Street, he might understand numbers. No, Larry.
Yeah. Another disappointment.
You know, for a while I thought he might have some balls. He was threatening not to raise the debt ceiling unless Congress put some spending corrections in place. Nah.
Yeah.
He's just delaying it until he gets what his boss wants, which is whatever bullshit spending package he's going to want eventually. Maybe to get the wall paid for, shit like that. Okay? But Mnuchin, very disappointed in you, pal. Why aren't you tying debt ceiling increments to spending decreases directly? Okay? I don't understand why you're so hell-bent on continuing, kicking the can down the road, just like every common fucking Democrat and Republican prior to you, okay? This isn't a partisan issue.
Even Ryan is supporting the debt.
Yeah, it is fucking disgusting. I understand. We have to raise the debt ceiling because we're constantly falling behind on interest payments.
Right.
All right? In 20 years, our interest, our debt, is going to be twice our GDP. Right now, it's equal to our GDP. It's roughly 100%. You know what happens to countries that have 100% of GDP tied up in debt? They become Greece, is what they become. They become shitholes that can't get out from under. The only reason we haven't gone under yet is because our currency is the base currency for the world. If it weren't, if every other transaction didn't have to be backed by dollars in this world, we'd be fucked.
Yeah, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Hard.
Yeah. We would really, this would be a mess. And they're going to raise the debt ceiling out again.
With no regard to spending cuts.
Right.
God damn it. I thought we might have a chance. If there was one thing you rubes told me, it was that Trump knew his business.
Yeah.
And guess what? He knows his business. He knows how to milk the government for Trump Industries. But for the government to help out the economy, Larry, bupkis on my cock is what he knows.
Yeah. It's going to continue because, you know, Trump has to start at some point delivering on the wall. And as we all know, the Mexicans aren't going to send one goddamn peso for it.
You fucking rubes.
Morons. Please go, you know what, do me a favor. I know people probably won't do this, but please go watch this show from August of 2015. And John and I sitting here going like, a wall? What's this wall?
Yeah, by the way, for you fucking rubes, especially in Texas, guess who was one of the first to fucking help during this hurricane? The Mexican government.
Yeah.
They offered to help, provide help. Now, whether or not Trump accepted it or the governor of Texas accepted it, I don't fucking know. But how's that for, like, a kick in the balls to you, asshole?
Yeah, the Secretary of Treasury, or one of their secretaries, called up and said, this is what good neighbors do. And called the governor of Texas directly and is pledging all kinds of help and support. And this is the country of...
This is the country of criminals and rapists?
Greasy aliens who you don't like. And that you're tired of them coming, though the numbers are way down coming into the country. But it's really something. It's so the debt ceiling's going up. The wall is staying down. John and I can't get a break.
And Mnuchin can't fucking fix anything about the economy. But guess what he could do, Larry? Is keep fucking Harriet Tubman off the $20 bill.
All right.
Ugh. What a fucking idiot.
Oh, John.
That is horrible. That is horrible, okay?
Are you a big Harriet Tubman fan?
It's not that I'm a Harriet Tubman fan, but Andrew Jackson has no business being on a $20 bill. He was a fucking...
Come on.
He was a mass murderer, Larry.
Hey! What do you mean he's a mass murderer?
He did the equivalent of the Bataan Death March to a whole bunch of Indians.
Oh, you mean the Trail of Tears or whatever they call it?
Yeah, come on.
Look, I think that was greatly exaggerated.
Fair enough. But even so, why fucking... Even if you picked a different president, why would you keep Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill? Of all people. Like, seriously. But that aside, Doesn't some white asshole in Washington, just think, for lack of anything else, just think of the fucking optics of this, okay? By putting Harry, forget whether or not she deserves it, forget whether or not you actually believe in this shit, whatever. But just from a political point of view, you're taking care of two groups with one stone, Larry. You've got African-American and you've got female. Harriet Tubman.
And syrup lovers.
That's Aunt Jemima. But you can put, you quieted two groups like that, right. Honestly.
Well.
By putting them on the $20 bill.
And you alienate one.
Which one?
Well, all the alt-right people and all the a lot of the people you just called rubes and toe tappers.
Yeah, nobody.
They don't want to see Florida from good times on their money.
They can send me all their Harriet Tubman bills, and I'll send them my Christmas.
You know what's a good idea? Okay, there's only one really good idea behind putting Harriet Tubman on. You know, because it thwarts a lot of counterfeit. People don't know that. When they change it, it fucks up counterfeiters because now they have to change everything now.
Oh, really? Okay.
He has a whole new person. She's black, and she doesn't look like Andrew Jackson. She looks like somebody he slept with, but he doesn't.
But come on, I mean, seriously.
I know.
If you're Mnuchin, why would you even float that out there?
Yeah. This was an Obama-era thing. You know what? Just let it die a peaceful death. If that's really what's right. He went out and he just went, it's not a priority right now.
I don't get it. It's like...
Can you imagine like what would have happened back in 83 when they brought the bill to Reagan? He's like, I'm not signing this holiday for Dr. King. Like, you have to realize, like, politics does have...
Things change. Things change in life.
Right. And you're serving a president who's got 30-something% support from morons. I mean, look, this would have been a night. I mean, I don't know that this would have won over a lot of black people. I watch a lot of these shows. They seem pretty angry.
But I mean, what's the upside to not put it, now that it's already been decided, what's the upside to taking it off and to saying, fuck it? There is no upside. Because, look, Harriet Tubman, what are you going to say against her? Seriously, like, what was it? She wasn't a criminal. She was a freedom fighter.
Yeah.
Okay? And she was an oppressed person who literally rose above it on her own and went back to help others in similar situations. Right. That is the definition of a hero. Okay, yeah. So
she's a very brave person.
Even if you were against like just fucking with money, let's say you were a person of principle, you don't want to fuck with money. Fair enough. But now that it's happened, why would you now advocate, if you're Mnuchin, why would you say, hey, guess what? That was just a joke. Fuck that. We're bringing in some other old white guy on here. Really? Come on. I mean, it's just stupid.
You know why they're stupid? Because they don't realize there are certain ways to play this if you're concerned about optics. First off, do me personally a favor. Stop making pennies. All right, pennies are stupid. Just make everything work out to 0 and 5. Weigh it for Christ's sakes. Pennies are just moronic. Get rid of them. All right, so here it is. You take out Andrew Jackson and you put Harriet Tubman on the 20. Or you keep Jackson on the 20 and you create a new bill, like a $25 bill or a $30 bill or something, and put her fucking ugly face on it. Who the hell cares? Well, I mean, there's ways to play this.
It costs way more to create a new denomination. But honestly, the correct thing to do is just let it die. Why even bring it up?
I thought you were going to say the correct thing is to put her on the 20 and take him off.
That is correct because that's already been decided. But I'm saying if you're Mnuchin, why would you even bring it up that you want to change it? I don't get it. What's the point? It's not like people are protesting in the streets saying, get rid of Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, they're trying to tear down statues right now.
Yeah, just learn how to just understand when something has sailed, Larry, when an issue has sailed. So fuck that. So Mnuchin, you're doing a horrible job.
Yeah, honestly. you're a double douche.
Fuck
you. The debt ceiling, and you're a racist.
And your wife's a cunt. Remember that whole thing with her talking to people about not dressing? Yeah. And your wife's a cunt. It's like, I don't care what Sean Hannity says.
You know what? That's like my thing that if I ever became president, I always promised myself I'd go in the air and show people how to hold a fork and eat properly and tell them not to be slobs. But she's wearing like $50,000. You're like, you don't know
how to do it. Yeah. It's just a cunt is what it comes down to.
Okay.
Speaking of cunts, Ivanka Trump, I have no idea why her and her husband are involved in government at all, other than the fact that they're just, you know, her husband is Trump's son-in-law, and she's someone that apparently Trump has always wanted to fuck, from what we could tell.
Yeah.
As creepy as that sounds.
Yeah.
But anyway, all that aside, she basically was being accused of being against women's equal pay laws because Trump wanted to roll back those Obama regulations. Now, again, we've said when Trump does something right, we'll applaud him. You should roll back all those equal pay things, and if possible, Congress should repeal all equal pay laws. Why? We've said it over and over again. There is no gender gap. It's bullshit. It's a made-up myth. There is no such thing as all women earn 73% of what men earn, or 77% of what men earn for exactly the same job. It's bullshit that doesn't exist anywhere. It's just horseshit is what it comes down to, Larry.
Yeah.
And the fact that she, for whatever reason, was smart enough to acknowledge that, good for her. Mika Brzezinski, another dopey cunt, came out and gave her shit and said, what about equal pay laws? You know what, Mika? You're the reason that people think women are economically and mathematically illiterate, okay? First of all, there is no gender gap. We've been through that. I'm not going to waste my breath. If you want, go find it on YouTube, either us or anybody else. There is no gender pay gap, zero, okay? But, Larry, if there were a gender pay gap, the last thing in the world that would correct it would be a federal law. As a matter of fact, federal laws have been shown to make any existing gaps worse. We've proven that. Because if you're going to give me a penalty to hire a woman, if I don't think she's as capable or deserves as much money or anybody else, what am I going to do? I'll never hire that person, ever, if I own a business. Why have the government in my business? I just hire people that I think are worthy of it. And I would never give a chance to a woman. I would never give a chance to a black guy. I would never give a chance to a teenager. By the way, all those things I just mentioned, equal pay for equal work, non-discrimination laws, and minimum wage. Three things that have killed employment for the groups I just mentioned, okay? You know what has elevated those groups? The free market. Them being able to take shitty jobs initially, get some experience, get some capital, go to school, train on the job, whatever, and then in a couple of years, they're earning as much as everybody else is.
Okay? I was going to throw in right at the end, could you get rid of the minimum wage? Because Bernie and Pelosi, they're all there bragging about getting it to $15. Oh, my God. Yeah. You realize in a couple of years they're going to insist it has to be 20 or like 17.
Learn from Seattle. They raised the minimum wage, and businesses have been closing left and right in there, particularly the food service industry.
Yeah, but you know what's really bad? California has all this stuff, and businesses are leaving California.
Because that's the
like
high taxes.
Crazy. Yeah, but they have all this stuff out in California. If you've ever read about what's going on out there, and now there's a big secession movement. They want to be separate from the companies. You know, they're the lab rat for them. They've got everything out there. How's their economy doing?
Oh, Seattle too. Seattle's another one that's like a
that's a city in Washington.
Well, Washington in general is very
this state. Well, actually, that's true. I mean, California, Oregon, and Washington—they're going left wing kook on everything. And let me tell you something. I saw something that so many businesses leaving California, going to Texas, going to Missouri, going to Wisconsin, going anywhere, right? Florida, of course. Yeah. Florida has a favorable type. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing out there. I mean, you're making it incredibly. You own a small business. I don't even see how you survive in some of these.
I don't even know
places.
How you survive just being a resident in California. Same thing in New York. I mean, in New York, New York is weird because it's very liberal, but in some ways, the opportunities are so great here that it almost. Yeah. We succeed in spite of the policies, not because of them.
Yeah, this city actually functions well despite people like de Blasio.
De Blasio actually, if we're talking about communist policies, actually put it out there this week that he said, why is it so difficult to expect the 1% not to kick in a little bit more for the working class and single moms to be able to go to work? In other words, he wants to have a special tax for, I guess, transportation for the MTA. I don't know what the fuck. So he's already priming the pump, Larry, to raise the taxes on the, quote, 1%. Let me explain something to you. First of all, he's not talking about taxing the 1%. He's talking about taxing everybody.
Right.
And again, what idiots like de Blasio and other, like, 6'6", lurchy, communist fucks don't understand is that when you tax the people up here who are already shouldering the majority of the tax burden, guess what they do? they stop spending money, first of all. That's the first step. They stop spending money, right? And when they stop spending money, guess who suffers? The businesses they go to. Like, right, like there's an old joke. Anthony Cumia was belching about this, and he was bitching. And he said, do you know how many people I employ? And someone said, why? Do you start more businesses? He goes, I don't start businesses, stupid. But guess what I do? He goes, I have people coming mow my lawn. That's four people that mow my lawn. Then I have a pool cleaner. And he was like doing it half jokingly to show that he had a mansion. But the truth of the matter is he doesn't have to start a business. He's supporting those businesses, right? If three Anthony Cumias canceled their accounts and the business guys, the pool cleaner, the greenskeepers, all these guys, the maids, if three people cancel those accounts roughly and they're not replaced, those people get laid off.
Yeah, that is huge business to be losing. And then, of course, the other thing, which is why I was doing this, they leave.
Yeah, they just go.
No, they just go. Like when Cuomo and de Blasio were threatening to do, like, well, de Blasio in particular, Cuomo, remember at the beginning of his administration, de Blasio said he wanted to raise money on the rates to 1% to pay for pre-K.
Right.
And Cuomo, the Democrat, came in and said, look, don't raise taxes. And he goes, I'll just give it to you. He said, I got the money. This is actually what started their feud. These two Democrats actually hate each other. And a lot of wealthy people, you know, you started to hear about them. They're gone. Literally, there were stories in the Post and the Daily News about moving to Florida, moving to
Texas,
South Carolina, North Carolina, other places, you know, where they other states where they're not going to get sucked with taxes. Try to remember, if you're rich, unless you're like that woman in Massachusetts who just won the Powerball, you know, these people work very hard for their money.
Despite
the fact that the left always tries to vilify them as they're like bad or they did something wrong. Like, for instance, one of the Antifa rallies they had the other day, these people were carrying signs. You know what the problem is? It's the 1%. Okay. Let me tell you something. Most wealthy people, they work very hard to get where they are. They studied, you know, when everybody else was going out goofing off and partying. These are the kids who stayed at home and studied.
The nerds.
You know, yeah, the Democrats always like that. You know, that you're educated. But once you take that education and you make a lot of money, then they hate your fucking guts. Now you're a bad person. You're a capitalist. So you know what? The raising the taxes is bullshit. Because like John said, they come after everybody when they do that. And this city, really, you're going to raise taxes even more in this fucking city, in this state? What are you out of your minds? You should be following the model of Florida, for God's sakes.
Yeah, Florida, Texas, New Hampshire, no state income tax.
Yeah.
And in New York City, it's not only state income tax, but you've got your city taxes as well.
Yeah.
So you've got purchase taxes, you've got income tax in New York City. So if you live in the five boroughs of New York City like we do, there's an extra income tax that's assessed. Then you get hit on the state level. Then, of course, you get hit on the federal level. So by the time you're done, your same income has been hit three times, okay? Talk about getting fucked in the ass. But again, because you live in the best, greatest city in the country, it overcomes that to some extent if you're willing to work for it. But it's a horrible tax situation, and it's got to be rolled back. So anyway, Larry, I just want to hear one more thing. I see Phil is waving frantically. We don't have too much time left.
Yeah, we're
I wanted to mention one thing. And again, we do say we're libertarians, so I want to, when you have these egregious sort of things. First of all, we heard that Trump wants to open up selling military equipment to police. Bad idea. The police are already way too militarized, in my opinion. They're not the armed services. They're local law enforcement, okay? So that's a problem. And for any of you out there that are like, oh, but the cops are good people, 99% of them are good people, and they need it, fuck you. Here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. In Utah, there was an accident where one pickup truck driver hit like a rig truck driver, you know, head-on collision. The guy in the pickup truck was a suspect running away from the police, so he was fleeing the police. They had this accident. The suspect was killed. The driver of the other truck was badly burned. I think he fell into a coma, and they took him to the nearest hospital in Utah, Larry.
Okay.
The guy's unconscious. He's in the burn unit. The cops decide that they're going to send a police phlebotomist, which is the guy who, a phlebotomist is someone who draws blood, to draw his blood. Now, the guy showed up to draw blood. God only knows why. He wasn't the suspect. He was unconscious. There was no probable cause, and there was no warrant. Okay? And what was the guy's... so there's a nurse there.
Detective Jeff Payne.
Payne. And the nurse's name was...
Alex Wubbles.
Wubbles, which sounds like I've got a speech impediment, but it's Wubbles. W-U-B-B-L-E. So the cop shows up and says, I need to go draw blood from this guy in the burn unit. Nurse says, can I see the warrant? Don't have a warrant. Okay. Is he under arrest? No, he's not under arrest. Okay, then you can't draw his blood. He's unconscious. He can't give you his consent. Now, you have to understand something. This isn't just local hospital policy. It's not just local law enforcement. This was a constitutional issue that was settled by the Supreme Court of the United States. If someone's not under arrest, no probable cause, and no warrant, and he's not giving you his or her consent, you can't stick a needle in them and take their blood. It's just illegal, unconstitutional. It can't be done. So apparently this asshole cop, whatever his name is, Jeff Payne or asshole of Payne, whatever his name is, literally manhandled the nurse, threw her out of the hospital, handcuffed her, and threw her in the back of his police cruiser. And by the way, for those of you that thought this was a bad idea, this was all captured on the body cam of the officers who were with this asshole. Right. Okay? And they were all even telling him, like, can we do this some other way? Why are you doing this? And he admits on the body cam, he goes, well, we have no PC and we have no warrant, so fuck it. So the guy, he can't even plead ignorance. He knows what he's doing is wrong. And he roughed up this poor nurse who was only doing her job, who was only protecting her patient. And now, they, you know, the mayor of the city, I guess Salt Lake or something,
yeah,
apologized to the nurse personally. The cop is on administrative duty right now, pending
the chief
review.
Of police apologized as well.
Chief of police apologized.
But this guy has not.
Yeah, because he's an asshole. What should happen to this guy is, A, he should get fired, B, he should lose his pension if he has any, and C, he should be arrested and tried for fucking assault. That's what should happen to this asshole. He's not a cop. He's a cocksucker. Like, libertarians everywhere are appalled at this, okay? But I'm trying to also let you know this isn't some theoretical reason to be appalled. Think about it. For no apparent reason, what this cop wants to do... Imagine you're just sleeping in the back of your car and some cop decides he's going to shove a needle in you and suck out your blood. For what reason? And if he's willing to go that far, how do you know he's not going to doctor the lab results on the blood?
Mm.
Like, we already know he doesn't give a shit about the law because he's ignoring constitutional law and he's ignoring direct law of his department. So, Jeff Payne, fuck you or whatever your name is. I hope you get arrested and I hope they take every... I hope this woman sues you and takes every goddamn dime you have, including your pension, your family's pension, everything. You should all suffer for this. So, go fuck yourself.
And, Larry, that's all I have to say.
Wow.
Larry awesome. Hates it when I go on cops, but you have to understand, this isn't a cop. This is a fucking criminal.
That's not true.
This is a fucking criminal.
If it's fair, I don't mind.
What about this, though? You thought it was fair?
I think she's a cunt. But no, I'm just kidding. Clearly it's wrong. I didn't watch the footage, but it looks like he got very annoyed with her and he manhandled her and he lost his temper. And you can't do that. Look, you can't. And look, you know what? I know it's a pain in the ass, but just go get a fucking warrant.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look at it this way. The guy's in the hospital. They're not going anywhere. They're fucked up from a car accident.
He's in a coma.
What do you think? What do you think? It's like this movie. They're going to go out the window. It's like, you know, he's comatose.
Unfortunately, I think the guy was in a coma.
No, but that's what I mean. He's comatose. Where's he going? You know, it's not like they're going to wheel him into another room so you can't find him. Just go get your fucking warrant. It's like, warrant. And then she'll go, okay, asshole, go ahead.
Exactly.
Do your Dracula routine. So that's, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I love the police, but this kind of stuff is just annoying. Don't do that. You know, it's... save your anger for people who resist arrest.
Anyway. All right. So, once again, we come to a conclusion. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. We'll do this again next week, but until then, this has been your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larian.
Peace.
Join us every week at theriotshow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judo Larian. This is Mark, the man with the golden voice. And I just love Sunday morning Blumpkins.